Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Idiyos, Perek Zayin, Mishadal and Mishnah Hey. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher to find Ruziva Gahagun B'Karav Bamesh. In the previous Mishnah, we learned about two different types of body of water that a person is able to immerse himself in. One is a mikvah, that's just a classic gathered body of water, like when rain falls into a big hole in the ground. The other one is Zeichlin, that's flowing water. Another way of saying this is spring water, Meimayan, and that would be like a river or the like. Now we're going to be focusing on this second type of Zeichlin. Now it's important to note that if this Zeichlin, if this, let's say, river or this stream goes through a kli, it first flows into a kli and then comes out of it, it loses its status as a river and it's not going to be used anymore. And so Hedrib Tzadik, he gave Eidos al Zeichlin Shekilchon Bali Egoiz, if the Zeichlin, if this stream or this river flowed through Ali Egoiz, which literally translated means leaves of a walnut. But it's not actually referring to the leaves, it's talking about the green outer shell of a walnut as it's growing. You've probably never seen it before because we don't get walnuts in this stage, but there's this like big soft green outer shell to a walnut as it's growing. And so it technically is a receptacle, and this little stream flowed through the shell and then out of it. Shein ksherim, it's kosher, it's still considered zeichlin because it's not really considered a kli. And my sohaya ba'ahalya, there was a story in Ahalya, uba ma'aslof nej lishkas gazes, this came all the way lishkas gazes, to the Sanhedrin sitting in the base of Mikdash, v'chshiru, and they said it was kosher, and there's no problem with it. Moving on to Mishnah Hey with another din, this is discussing tomatara. We know that an earthenware vessel, a kli chares, can only become tame if the toma goes inside of it, not if it touches the outside. But here we have a unique din about that. Heid Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Yakim, Ish Hadar, they give Eidos al kolol shal chatos regarding the receptacle, the kli, the jug that has the efer chatos, which is the ashes, the burnt par aduma, it's inside. Shenason al gabe sheretz, if it was placed on top of a dead sheretz, shu tame, that the ashes are tame. And the chiddush over here is Rabbi Elazar Matayr, Rabbi Elazar's Matayr. What's our machlokes? So the pasuk in regards to the ashes of the par aduma tells us that they have to be placed in a makom tahar. So according to Rabbi Elazar, when this jug with the ashes inside of it is placed on top of a dead sheretz, that's considered a makom tame. And so even though the sheretz is not touching the inside of the kli, since the ashes are in a makom tame, they become tame. But Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yochum argue that the pasuk, when it says it has to be in a makom tahar, that means the kli itself has to be tahar. And since the kli is still tahar, remember it doesn't become tame just by touching the sheretz has to go inside of it. Therefore, the ashes inside the kli are tahar as well. Another din, Heid Rav Papias. Rav Papias gave Eidos al Mishan Azar Shtei Naziris. If a person made a neder of two naziris, he said, I accept upon myself two naziris. We know that a standard period of naziris is 30 days. So when a guy says, I'm going to be a nazir for two naziris, that means he's going to be a nazir for two 30-day periods. And it's not just one set of naziris for 60 days. He has to keep one set of naziris, then he cuts his hair and he brings all of his karbanos, and then he has another 30 days of naziris. And so what's the Isra of Papias? She'im gilchas arishana yom shloshim, that if he shaved his head on day 30, she'magalei chashniya yom shishim, that he would do the second shaving on day 60. However, v'im gilach yom shishim chasar echad, yatza, if he ended up shaving the second time on day 59, that's 60 minus 1, he's yotze, she'yom shloshim alelei min aminyan, because the 30th day does count for him for both sides. Meaning, when you count from day 1 to day 30, and he's shaving on day 30, he didn't actually keep naziris for a full 30 days. But we say mixus yom kikuloi, part of the day is like the whole thing, and therefore, let's just say for argument's sake, he kept naziris for 29 and a half days, that's perfectly fine. Now, lechatchila, he should be shaving 30 full days later on day 60, but if he didn't do that, and he did so on day 59, Rav Papias is saying that that's okay, because we could count day 30 as mixus yom kikuloi here and there, and so we could still consider it as if he kept 30 days of naziris even the second time around. We're going to stop it for the day, and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Vav and Zayin with more discussions. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.